Commentary number 11, Characteristics. This is really quite an interesting story, and it points out some of the approaches that a real teacher will take. The first thing to consider is that the real teacher knows through his own experience that all the teachings actually come from one source, and that the teachers, all the real teachers, are one, and that the names refer to characteristics. Now, when you go further into the depth of what this statement means, of all the teachers are one, then you find that it depends upon the realization and the assimilation and the actual living as one being to really become a real teacher. Until you reach that, then you're separate from that. But acting from that one being, then the personality will express itself, and each personality will express according to its own development, its own characteristics, and especially of the need of those people who are outwardly the individual is working with. Whether by the way, this outwardly means in this world or in other spheres, still it's going to be expressed through the personality of the individual. Now, the oneness comes from the identification, which is not from the teacher's standpoint, of separateness, but rather the identification of being as one. And in terms of function, one is also united in terms of consciousness and awareness, communication, breath, and intention between all the teachers. They act as one being in one body and then work accordingly to bring things into this world. From this perspective, the real teacher also understands how it is that people in this world grab on to the particular characteristics, the characteristics of the personality. So what one tries to do is either to build up that personality of an individual, if they wish to use it from the standpoint of a process of attunement, and even in that case, then the person who's attempting to do the work to convey this information so that somebody else can use it for attunement attempts to do it in a way that the seeker doesn't get caught within those characteristics. But too often what we find is the glorification of a particular personality and the development of a cult of personality around that person. And this happens even in the best intentions of organizations and transmissions, and many times it's not even recognized that people are doing this. It becomes just part of the lore and folklore of the particular tradition, and the tradition loses its reality in the sense of that. But the real teacher will maintain this consciousness and awareness of what's going on, what's the realness of it. He'll also recognize the condition of the people, and in general, attempt to minimize the potentials for people to grab onto something that they that would be adverse to their going further, and give the appropriate warnings if asked directly in this case. So this person, this teacher, finally answers in that, says, stop imagining, when asked, what can I do, what can the seeker do to minimize these things? He says, stop imagining that because you can ask a question, you can perceive the answer without any of the qualities necessary for such perception to operate. And this is really where the focus of the teacher is. It's to assist the person, at least in this case, at this level, to assist the person to develop the qualities that are necessary to perceive what is real, to perceive and to be able to appreciate an answer. And when the qualities are developed in that way, the person can perceive directly, and if there are questions, can receive that guidance and get that directly. Doesn't have to go through an intermediary, doesn't have to depend on others for either inspiration or guidance, or depend upon the outer characteristics or personality of anybody else. This is the end of this commentary.